Over and over again, I think I have heard so many different excuses, attacks, and defamations against believers by people who don't believe, calling us weakling, superstitious, or people who have nothing better to do because they don't have true belief in their own self-ability. We're called by different names, by different ways, because we somehow believe in God. Therefore, we do not reach our full human potentiality in order to fully live out our human ability to overcome all superstition or figmentation of our imagination or whatever. But today we celebrate Saint Agatha, and she was anything but a coward, a weakling, or someone humanistic. She, in her own courage, had expressed and won for herself the crown, the true crown of both virginity and martyrdom. Agatha was desired by the governor of her own province. He wanted her, but she dedicated herself to Christ. And because of his envy, because of his wanting of her and cannot have her, he went the extra effort to torture her, first by threatening her, putting her to death. That did not win over her. Then second, he threatened to put her in a brothel so that she would become a sex slave, so that she would lose the one thing she would care for the most, her virginity and her dedication to Christ. That did not deter her. Then later on, he abused his power by torturing her. And according to tradition, she went through so much torture by first he's hooking the four limbs of her body and stretch her out, as well at the whipping her, and then as well at doing horrible things to her. And the ultimate horrible things that he did to her through the torments was to cut off her breast. And that's why Saint Agatha is the patron saint of those who have breast ailments today. But Agatha stood firm. She continued to love Christ, and through her courage, died in prison because of her love for Christ. Oftentimes, people say that believers are weak, and we are this and that. And sometimes we even dismiss our own self, just like that book and that movie in recent times, Silence, where that old Jesuit was saying, "Oh, I cannot see my own people suffer, so therefore I'm going to live my life in silence." I do not like that movie because it dismissed then the courage, the humility, and the love that the martyrs have for Christ, and the courage found there. Our faith for Christ need to be grounded in love, in courage. I come at the Vietnamese, and we have 118 canonized martyrs. And out of that 118 canonized martyrs, there were up to 300,000 people who gave up their life because of their faith. And to dismiss somehow that we can live our faith in private, dismiss the martyrdom, the courage, and the love that the martyrs have for Christ. Who was the coward in this gospel reading today is what Herod, because he held on to his power, because he only wanted to look good in front of his officers and the people who praise him. But he had no courage of changing his lives and seek repentance and conversion of heart. Nowadays, too, we have so many people who speak about all these things that if they are great believers, righteous people, but none of them are willing to change their lives, seek conversion. Too many of us have remained Herod. And too many of us become Herodias too, seeking grudges and holding grudges and willing to hurt other people who have hurt us. But none of us have the courage like the martyrs, like St. John the Baptist, who were willing to die for the truth, for the faith, for the gospel. Which one are we going to be? Herod? Herodias? Or John? Or Agatha? The first reading today reminds us very humbly and beautifully that our fraternity and our love need to be our foundation. For through our hospitality and our love for our human beings and other people, we might unknowingly entertain angels. We might unknowingly serve God and bear witness to Him. Why? Because at the letter to the Hebrews said to us today, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their ways of life and imitate their faith. Why? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.